My father kept his cats well fed. My father kept his cats well fed. In back of the tailor shop, far from consumer eye, they'd stretch on thick rolls of mohair, on new blue synthetics from Japan. And somehow he bought time to keep fresh milk in the saucepan, providing leftovers from a hurried lunch. Between the measurements and complaints, between the clean sound of closing shears, they were his own animal symphony, purring at a conducted stroke, under the chin, behind the ear. The cats, they sang my father's praise in the fishbone throat of the coldest nights where their lives, once lean, curled fat and secure, and dreamt their gifted names, No Neck, Schwarzkatz, Rabinowitz, a regular minion to greet his early mornings when snow outside dropped soft as padded paws and the shop was a museum hush. There they reclined, impenetrable as the Sphinx, the curious engines of their soft throats running, their great eyes smoldering in the precious twilight of my father's day, before the startling ring and the long unwinding of curses and cloth.